Let's go.
Oh, yeah.
Hey,
What
welcome
up,
everybody to another episode of 210 Block Podcast. You know, I'm Boston. I'm here with my brother Jordan.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Today, we're going to talk about double standards in a relationship. This is a topic, yo, we always spoke on, you know, through our little late night conversation. So we're going to get right to it. So
Yeah,
what's going
chill.
on, bro?
Yeah, chill it, man. Right quick though. Yeah, I got a quick question for you.
Yes, sir.
Yo, what's an artist that you used to listen to back in the day that nobody would expect you to be listening to?
Oh man. The keep it a buck.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yo, it's this country singer, Bryce Lee. Yo. I play that windows up, you know what I'm saying? I turn it to a little bit of volume, yo. He has some little hard tracks. He's a country singer. And all the way I fell out, like, I got to like him, right? Because he made it, I guess, like one of those situations where his girl, you know, cheated on him or something. I don't know what happened or whatever. But he made his song. It's called Good Boy or something like that. Yo, shit go hard, nigga. I ain't gonna lie.
Oh
Yeah,
man,
shit
I
go
definitely
hard.
didn't see that coming.
Yeah, but I know to all the fans out there, I know he's getting to, yo. Yes, I listen to Spanish music from time to time too. Yeah. I know what he's getting at. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Like I said, I was on my way home. I was, you know, since driving from Johnson City. And like I was sitting there like, man, you know, I gotta finish up the trip. I was like, who can I listen to? Bro, I forgot I was a big fan. You remember that dude used to be on what's that record label? A bad boy named Shine.
Oh,
dude,
the one that sound like Biggie, right?
Yeah, no,
yeah.
I was talking.
Whoa,
yeah, no, that track right there. When I was coming home, my next thing I know, my speedometer sitting about 80. I said, man, let me turn this down, man, because I didn't realize I played that album right there like for like 6 or 7 songs. I said, man, I remember this, man. I was just grooving. I'm like, yo, this is not an album I remember. Like, I wouldn't, you know, so like I know it's not in my category now.
Yeah.
Like back in the day, I'm like, I used to ride to this album, like for real. I was, you know me, I ain't no gangster, ain't nothing hood about me, but it was just something about that album, man. I was looking like. Yeah, looking like dog. I wonder what Boston used to listen to that nobody would expect him to listen to.
Yeah, Spanish music, dog.
Yeah. Sometimes my mind, for some reason, my mind, I think I'm like, I'm this hood dude, and I'm not.
Boy. I mean,
music could get me there, though.
15 years ago, boy, I thought you was playing the field for real, though. I ain't gonna lie. I thought I was like all that country stuff. I was like, that's just a facade, yo. This boy's in the streets for real. And I was like, that's why I thought we related so much. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah.
I was like, yo, those country boys get it. I was like, yeah, he's one of those, man.
Yeah, nah, my boys do that, but man, But like, I listen to Shine, boy, I thought I was doing something.
Yo, no bullshit. I used to listen to him too, but yeah, everyone would expect me to listen to those like Spanish music. I gotta send you that link of that song I keep telling you about, dog.
Yeah, let me hear that. I can get my sauce on. Yeah.
I know, right? Like, ooh. I can't wait. Yo.
Oh, man, I'm ready for it.
Oh, man. Yo, it's going to be crazy, dog. Yo, wait till I show you, but yo, he is not listening to this. I'm like, yo, I listen. And the fact that it's so, it's like, 20 years old, I think. No. Yeah, about 20 years old.
Yeah.
I still bump that shit. No, every song. I try to sing in Spanish though, but you know.
Sometimes that don't go as well.
Yeah, I know, right?
It happens to us all. Yeah,
oh, man.
I guess whenever we go to Cali in a couple months, that may be our like when we get off the plane. That's a little
Cinco de Mayo.
Yeah, man.
Well, oh man. But
my bad, y'all. I know we about to hop into the subject. I just wanted to Nah. I asked that question right quick, man. So yeah, like you said, man, hop into it. Like I said, one of the nights me you was rapping about this, it's like the double standard. Not just like the double standard when it comes to sex between men and women. Mm-hmm. Like you say, like they got this saying that, you know, saying men's a say, they be like, I wanna freak in the bed and the lady in the streets. I'm looking like, shouldn't you want both? You know what I'm saying? Like you should want like this real, like, I guess you could use the word raunchy or nasty, like do some things and have fun outside the bedroom, man. Cause if you just try to limit that to just the bedroom, like I can say that's definitely gonna be boring, man. Just
I agree with you.
I just can't. And like even when it comes, like we were talking before, like the body count, the dude do it. If a dude sleep with 20 women, mm-hmm. we amp him up. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. If a female do it, she, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? It ain't good. You know, it's not a good look. I'm looking like,
she's unmarriageable, yo. I don't know if that's a word. She's not marriage material, I should say. But nah, you're absolutely right. Like, and that guides how everyday life and stuff, you know what I'm saying? Like you said, like, piggyback off you. Like, you smash 20 chicks, you know what I'm saying? I'm still eligible to get married, you know what I'm saying? My percentage is going, you know, way up. But if a chick does it, yeah, her percentage of getting married kind of like, you know, slim to none. Cause even though like nowadays dudes are so emotional, they hear another dude talk about their female, they want to fight, shoot, all that stuff. So it's like, it drives everyday society and stuff. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And it's like, I don't knock it. Yo, your past is your past. Like, yeah, we spoke before, your past is your past or whatever. Just don't have that come into our thing, our relationship, yo. If it's your past, let it stay the past. You know what I'm saying? I don't like to dwell on all that stuff. So,
yeah, like in and also too, man. It's like a, like, I like when a dude asks a female, like, you know what I'm saying? Oh, how many dudes you slept with before me? I'm like, dude, don't ask that question. Yeah. You ain't ready for the answer. You know what I'm saying? Because now you doubt yourself, and you know what I'm saying? You got all these stupid scenarios you're running through your mind. You know what I'm saying? Looking like, so it's like we can deal with a version. Somebody says she's being like one or two people. Mm-hmm. Like if you get a three and above, some dudes like, man, she a hoe. But she they're like, you know what I'm saying? Look at your body count, bro. You like,
yeah. Yeah. You're right.
20 in 1 year. So you know what I'm saying? So it's like, and then also like it's all about how we carry ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Because honestly, you hope that person be honest, but they tell you, oh, I only been with two dudes and they act a certain way. Mm-hmm. Like they go out, like they presentable, like the girl, she don't have everything out. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. She conservative with it a little bit. We were like, okay, cool. But like, you know what I'm saying? Certain dudes, it's like if they meet a chick and she maybe have some stuff out, it's like we're ready to go ahead and be like, because I know you like this. Like, as soon as you see that, like, yo, one night.
You're right.
It's so weird. I'm looking like, I give a little bit of hope. You know what I'm saying? Maybe she's dressing for attention. Let me see.
I know, right? Yeah. But you're right. And that's what I'm trying to, like, work on, too. You know what I'm saying? So, like, I just feel like, who said it? Dave Chappelle, you got your breasts hanging out. Dude just automatically going to assume, you know what I'm saying? Yo, you with it. So if I come at you like how I'm coming at you, you get all offended. But, yo, you portraying mm-hmm. this. Yo, what do you expect me to think? You know what I'm saying? So don't knock me for going by visual like most men are. You know what I'm saying? I'm just being a man.
Maybe she had on another outfit and got some wine on it. She ain't had no other outfit, so she had to put on one of her homegirl outfits, a little bit smaller than her.
True.
I feel you though. But like you say, man, it's just like there's a double standard when it comes to this thing. Because as men, like you said, we're able to, you know what I'm saying, we got to be able to take the truth in these situations, man. Like you said, it's a double standard on the men and women, because we can go out, and like I said, it's crazy because. Like, remember back in the day when we used to club, and I think it's like this to this day. with dudes, we couldn't wear like certain things.
Yeah.
Like no white t-shirts. You know what I'm saying? Whatever we had to wear.
Yeah.
But then you look at the female, you're looking like they let them in wearing anything. Like,
yeah. No baggy jeans, no hats. Yeah.
I can't wear no hats or no baggy jeans, but she literally only got her areolas covered.
Yeah, with seashells and shit like that.
It's kind of hard, like you said earlier, man. It's kind of hard to have a respect for a female that does dress like that. So it's like, yeah, you came out everything showing, so you don't leave nothing to the imagination. So
yeah,
but yet, you know what I'm saying, you want to be treated like a lady, but that ain't how you represent yourself.
No, again, I'm piggyback off you, like we said before, like if you don't go out and do what you do as a male or whatever, you do what you do, you stepping out in return, you should be able to take that medicine when she do it. You can't get mad. You can't get mad, because I know a bunch of dudes that, I mean, they do what they do, but as soon as their female do it, yo, it's the end of the world for them.
Yeah.
You doing it, dog. Yeah. You can't get mad when she steps up.
It turns straight first 48. Fatal Attraction type stuff, man. So.
Oh no, F her, this and that. But I was like, dog, why are you mad? You just did the same exact thing she did, man.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
You can go out your homeboys.
Mm-hmm.
And like, you don't come home till 2 a.m. She just going out her homegirls. You upset already. I'm like, dog, she's gonna be home before 10. But right? In your mind, you can't even fathom that. You know what I'm saying? Oh, what's she gonna be out there doing? You know what I'm saying? She same thing you did last night, like, dog, them fighting words, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you don't, if she can't do it, you'd accept, like you said, why is it okay for you to do it?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? If y'all feel y'all gotta go out, that's y'all thing, go out together, you know what I'm saying? Have a drink or two together, man, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah, that's a valid point, though. Like, I can go out and party as soon as she get ready to go outside, like, is that what you're wearing?
I know, right?
You know what I'm saying? Like,
the fuck you doing, you dog? Yo, man. Yo, go in there and, yo, don't play with me. Dudes be ready. But dudes always use that same excuse. Oh, when a chick cheats, it's emotional. You know, they got to get emotional connected. I'm like, man, stop with that bullshit, man. Man. They just trying to catch one just like you, though. It's not about emotional. Y'all stop using that excuse. Yeah. Oh, so that's worse. Nah. I mean, they might try to connect to a dude on a deeper level, understand, but it all boils down to, man, they just trying to catch one too, though. Yo, they have needs too. They don't care about emotional, especially if it's gonna be a side dude, though. Like, come on. Yeah. Stop using that excuse, yo. She just trying to go out there and bust one too, man. Yo, just keep it a buck, yo.
That's all it is. You know what I'm saying? You like, for you went out, you got a fresh tape line.
Yeah, right.
Went to the store, got a couple, you know what I'm saying? You done got some new J's or whatever you wearing. And so you getting all dapper then. As soon as she come downstairs in a little mini black dress, man, you losing your mind. Like,
yeah, for real. I've been in people's cribs when they argue about stuff like that. Like, to me, it's, I don't want to laugh, but yeah, I'll be trying to hold it in. Like, oh, we be playing a game, smoking, do whatever we doing. Hey, chick come down. I mean, bad. Even like, I look like, damn, she look good. You know what I'm saying? She come out, yo, what the fuck you, yo, what's that? You gonna have a nigga like that? I'm sitting right there. They, oh, fuck you, this and that. I'm like, wow. Then I'll get thrown in. Like, yo, you see him sitting right there? He all looking. I'm like, nah, I'm not even looking. I think I should just go real quick. Yeah. But I've been in that situation till things can really come to blows over that. So I'm like, wow. Yo, like, that's what I said. Double standards it drives society to where we at now.
Yeah. Yeah, that's crazy, man. That's like I said, That's us.
Yeah, like,
oh, we gotta be better, man.
Yeah, we do. And it's like, if we keep living every day with double standards, yo, like, there's no trust, there's no love. I mean, basically, I mean, to keep it a buck, now our marriages today is just like a financial partnership, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I mean, because that's what it is. You get somebody, you're secure, she's secure, whatever, you making bread a lot more than her, she stays and clean the house, cook, raise the kids, whatever. See, that's another standard we do, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Do want to go out, make the money, whatever. But, you know what I'm saying? At the same time, he's like, yo, you just do this and that, and vice versa. Chicks go out, become lawyers and, you know, CEOs of big companies. They expect the man to do that. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, I'm making this bread, so you got to do this. Like, no. You know what I'm saying? That's why I said it's like a partnership now. I mean, it might be love in there at first, but ultimately it boils down to, yo, are we secure? Am I going to be secure with you? You know what I'm saying? Or what do you bring to the table?
Yeah.
And that's how we drive society today.
Yeah. And it's like we're always competing.
Yeah.
With other people too.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So that's the issue, man, to where, like, whatever happened in your house, let it happen in your house. You know what I'm saying? Like, what you worry about your neighbors for? You know what I'm saying? We do that, man. So, like, I know people like that. Like, the husband, you know what I'm saying, make all the money, and the wife may not work. And you can tell everybody can't handle that.
Yeah.
Because, you know what I'm saying, he be saying, like, little slick stuff. I'm looking like, was that necessary?
Yeah. No.
You know what I'm saying? Stuff. Looking like, dang, I'm looking like, she got to stay home, take care of the children. She got to do all this, make sure there's groceries in the house, make sure bills paid. She may not be going to work to a job, but like, it's work keeping up with children. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? That's a lot. That takes some work too. So when, I know people like that, like, they don't want to help with the children. They don't want to help prepare meals. They don't want to help go to the grocery store. Looking like, you can't just expect her to do all that. And like I said, then I seen it in reverse where the lady was the breadwinner, and the dude, he trying to get on his feet, and she always got something smart to say. Like, dude, that's hurting my man. Like, he may not say nothing back to you in an argument, but, like, you know, it's his ego. You know, it's him as a man. He feeling like, well, yeah, I understand you, Karen's right now, but I want to get on my feet and do my thing, too. Oh, such and such. Oh, he just like such and such. Oh, man, shut up. Go. I'm like, dang, you talking rough to the dude, so you really just pushing him out. You know what I'm saying? Oh, I did this for him. Like, dog, this could you buy that man J's or you doing whatever, you know what I'm saying? Stuff like that for that part. What about the emotional side of this thing? Like, I think that's another thing to where people fail to realize, men, we're emotional too.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? We got feelings and thoughts. Just because we carry ourselves like macho, whatever case it be, like, we still got moments to where, like, we fragile.
Yeah, no bullshit. Yeah, we do. We do. And like you said, that emotionally, it may not seem something like, oh, those little words, I call them my bum and this and that all the time. But you do that for 2-3 years, now he's got his mindset, he's a bum. You know what I'm saying? So now he just, you know, depressed or, you know, just looking at life different. Yo, you emotionally still instilling that into him. Yo, you keep calling him a bum, you ain't doing this. Like you said, our neighbor's husband, he's, you know what I'm saying, owns a company type shit. Like, now you mentally breaking him down and you compare him to something he might not never get and stuff. You expect him to be, you know, like, this protector, but you just beat him down. What can he do? Like, come on.
Yeah, man, we got to stop that, man. We got to, like I said, we're going, you know what I'm saying, if two people go get married, get married because y'all love one another, y'all support one another. If you're in a relationship, you know what I'm saying, be in a relationship with that person, man. Quit worrying about what your homegirl's doing.
Yeah.
And dog, and it's just so hard nowadays. Like, you ever been out to eat and, like, you look around, bro, and, like, everybody on their phone.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Looking like, you know, I'm like, so if you go on social media, everybody got this moment of happiness.
Yeah.
Like, dude, put, you know, I ain't say put all your business out there, but you know what I'm saying? Like, come on, y'all fuss, y'all fight. And so people are trying to live up to, like, Boston and and his wife relationship, y'all don't know how much trouble going, you know what I'm saying, in the household someday. They be, you know what I'm saying, they be having a lot of issues, but because every Saturday night they go out to dinner, every Friday night they go to the movie theater. And so now my old lady looking at me, so see, look at your boy Boston. He takes his wife out to dinner every Saturday.
Yeah.
Look, I was talking to Boston yesterday, bro. He
didn't like her.
You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, like I'm looking like he did not just take his wife to dinner.
Right.
Yeah, he did. Look at my phone, looking like the dude just texted me 10 minutes ago, bro. Like he like what, I don't understand like what's going on here. And so you know, as I hit you up, I'm like, yo, man, my old lady see you out to dinner. You call me up, call, you know what I'm saying? You call me up right quick. She done went into the store to pick up something. Yeah, that broad, man, I'm getting tired of she getting on my nerves. Right, yeah. I'm like, but the photo says, you don't see, I got like 200 likes, 100 comments. Oh, that's black love. Love your queen, king. You
know what I'm right.
Dude, I'm gonna kick her out. Like, right. You know what I'm saying? Like, really made it to the store. So, and I think that's one of the things, man, people try to look at these moments and try to, they like, what we'll do is we'll see a picture of two people and we will make up in our mind the backstory.
Yeah, yeah.
And we'll be so far from the truth.
Very.
You know, oh, they've been married 25 years and they didn't do this. Yeah, they've been married for 25 years. They've been separated 5 times. You know what I'm saying? Like, he done put his hands on her. She done pull a gun on him. We don't talk about that part. We just want to see, like, the glamour side. Looking like, bro, that ain't true. Like, no, they done been through this ring, though. Don't act like, you know, oh, look at the pictures now, Boston's old lady, they doing it.
Yeah.
No, they ain't, like, you know what I'm saying? Monday, they was, like, literally talking to a divorce lawyer. Like, what you talking about? You know?
Nah, yo, you absolutely right, though. And I try to get people to, like, certain people to understand that. They be like, oh, you can't just go by based off that social media stuff, because like they said, everything's a lie. You know what I'm saying? You got the, like you said, the black love relationship, all kings, queens, and everything. Like, yo, they like 2 seconds away from shooting each other. Then you got like the dudes in the Ferraris and big mansions in the back. Like, yo, that was just a prop. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, it's all lies, yo. It's all lies, bro.
Yeah, but, man.
Yeah. That's society,
the neighborhood they live in,
right? Exactly. Like, I just seen this man on a bus. Like, yo,
only reason I know that neighborhood over there because that wouldn't clean some carpets over there.
True, yo.
But, like, yo, sir, do you mind me and my wife come and take a picture in your driveway? Oh, well, bring them on. I want to meet, you know what I'm saying? And we posing,
yeah.
You see that Jordan bought his wife's house? No, I didn't. That it's not even a caption on the phone,
right?
That in front of his house. So he buying his wife's house. You ain't buying us nothing. He been living in his apartment for 4 years. You ain't get your credit script yet. What you waiting on? Like, you comparing yourself to a whole lie out here.
Yeah, a whole lie, and people go crazy over that. It's crazy.
Yeah. Jordan got a new truck. No, right, that's a Thomas truck. He just went to the gas station.
Right. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I just took a picture because it's fly. You know what I'm saying? I got a selfie. That's like, oh shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. But so he out here getting. He bought a new truck. Look what we driving in. His truck.
But that's what's constantly going to drive society. It's social media. It's like, you can't escape it no more. It's like every year, iPhone. Like, you know me, I was Android for years. And I'm saying, couple iPhone. Yeah, my brain is to the iPhone. It's like, damn, now I got to get me the next iPhone and the next one.
Yeah. But
stuff like that, man, it's going to play with us for years, and it's like double standards. It's a vital part of who we are, and we got to try to break from that, because we don't, it's no telling where we're going to end up, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And it's like, and we can't help it, like, it's still me. I still do double standards from time to time, you know what I'm saying? Like, oh, what was it? Oh, I had an example, yo, but I can't remember what it was, but I think it had something to do with the workplace of men and women. I forget what it, oh, yeah, okay. The whole sexual harassment, I mean, people might get mad. Okay, dudes, you know, make jokes, this and that, not directed towards the woman, you know what I'm saying? Just talking, like me and you talking, I make a slow sex joke or whatever. She overhears it, she runs the HR, now I'm in the office for a sexual harassment case because I'm a dude. But let two chicks do something, you know what I'm saying, sexual to me. They can touch me, this and that. Oh, yeah, dude, you good. Like, what?
Yeah.
Like, that's the shit I don't like either. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, we got to walk on thin ice with that. But chicks can, you know, come up to grab me, rub me, this and that. I go to HR. Yo, she's doing this. I don't like it. Oh, they'll probably laugh like, oh, come on, man. You know you like that type stuff.
What,
like,
what man wouldn't want that?
Yeah, right? Yeah, like, yeah. Okay. But if I do it, yeah, I'm behind bars, cases, everything. Like, okay.
You like, lose your job, yeah, based on something that ain't got nothing to do with her. Like, you just told me a joke, and all of a sudden, she upset and mad.
Mm-hmm. So that's why I'm like, come on, yo. I don't like that at all and stuff. That, but again, that drives society and stuff, though.
Yeah. Yeah, man. Like, you know what I'm saying? I'm like you, like I said, this may not, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'd be tripping. Because, like, I was watching, like, I was flipping the channels a minute ago. I didn't know this was a thing. Like, they had this thing called International Women's Day. I did not know that was a... Dude, I didn't know March was... I didn't know March was Women Month. I'm like, when did it... Like, I ain't saying don't have it. I get... You know what I'm saying? I'm like, when did this stuff come into effect? Like, I mean, I ain't never... you know, 37. Mm-hmm. We never had it since teenagers. And I ain't saying, like, don't celebrate women. That's not what I'm saying. It's just like... It's like this new wave of situations, like you said, just like the whole over here, somebody saying something, the you know, saying that these women's rights and things like that. I'm not saying don't have them. It's just like you said, you gotta walk on thin ice with everything.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You walk into a room, you touch Sheila's shoulder. Like, just, you know what I'm saying? You just say, hey Sheila, how you doing? You going about your day, not even thinking nothing about it. 6 months later. You know what I'm saying? Now you're getting called in the HR office. Well, you made Sheila feel uncomfortable. Oh, what happened? We're like, what happened? Like, what happened?
Mm-hmm.
Well, she said you came into the room and you had placed your hands on her inappropriately. Like what happened? Like, what did I touch her? Her breasts, her thighs? No, you just touch her shoulder. I'm looking like, oh, okay. You know what I'm saying? Like, you caught up in this, like, you just, you know, saying the situation, I'm like, well, dang, if she would have said something, I'd apologize, because my intentions was not trying to be sexual. I just placed my hand on her shoulder just to say, hey, because in fact, I just touched her shoulder to speak to her, because she was on the phone, actually, because I didn't want to speak.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know what I'm saying, the person on the phone can hear me. I was just, you know what I'm saying, oh, Sheila here today. Touch her shoulder, just wave at it and kept moving. She even smiled when I touched her shoulder. She ain't said nothing for the last 6 months.
Yeah, see?
So now, you know what I'm saying, you're getting suspended with or without pay. You know, mm-hmm. your career down the line, because I'm like, man, I wish you would have just said something.
Yeah.
Because we all grown. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, that double standard, man, this.
Yeah. It's a vital part. I mean, it kind of dictates, like, that's why when chicks play, oh, I mean, women, I should say, like, oh, he didn't hire me because of a woman or this and that. It's not that he didn't hire you per se because you're a woman. He knows. I'm just going to go on a limb and say your liability, because if my job requires me to have 20 males and maybe one female as a receptionist, or, you know what I'm saying, doing what she do, it's a greater chance of me, the boss, catching a sexual harassment case or having one being brought across my desk, because maybe five out of those 20 dudes are gonna say something sexual to you. Now it's, oh, they're harassing me, this and that. Now it's a big thing. So like, when you don't get a job, it's like, you got the qualifications, but he just don't want to take that risk of doing that, you know, exposing. Mm-hmm. That's why some women don't get hired, and it's true. They won't get high, so he'd rather just have all males here. Like, I've been at jobs where it's just nothing but dudes and stuff. No chicks. Maybe the chicks, they're part of HR away from everything. So, it's not like you don't have the qualifications as a woman, but since we in this, I would say, soft society now, where, you know, you can get in trouble for the littlest things, people just don't want to deal with that, and they willing to overlook you for the next person. not like he's just being sexist. He's just trying to protect himself. You know what I'm saying? Because nobody want to deal with sexual harassment cases from like five different people. You steady pointing people out. Now he's making this company look bad now. So they just got to understand that sometimes. Yo. It's not like you don't have the qualifications, but yeah, stuff like that is kind of fragile in today's work society. Yo.
Yeah. I understand you do want to work. You do need a job. I get it. Yeah. But like I said, it's a liability, and now I'm taking the chance. Would it work like I needed to? And it could be vice versa. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? If you got a straight dude applying to a job where it's mainly women, what are you actually here to do? Like, I'm actually here to do a job. You know what I'm saying? I'm not here to, you know what I'm saying, hit on anybody. That's always like the in the back of everybody's mind.
Yeah.
Now, why does Jordan want to work here? I need to work, you know what I'm saying, and take care, you know what I'm saying? I got children, I got a life, I got other things, responsibilities I need to do. So the same way you fight for women's rights to get any job they desire, it should be the same thing with men, you know what I'm saying? Like, so if he want to be receptionist at this job, like I said, he got the qualifications.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But like you said, the same thing, like, you got to be honest, like, nah, it's too big of a risk.
Yes, yeah.
It's, you know what I'm saying? It's just, like, you know what? We're just going, because that can go wrong. He could be working late at night one night and with somebody, and, you know what I'm saying, something may have happened, and now what?
Yeah. And that's what you are absolutely right. Like, and this is, it's such a big deal, but people see it, but they don't want to see it. But that's some of the part why some people don't get hired for certain jobs. Like you said, like, it's rare you see like a man working in Victoria's Secret. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like you said, you know what I'm saying? Oh, we can't do nothing. You know, he could just be working and brush up on, oh, like you said, like, you just touch somebody's shoulder, like, yo, try to get their attention. Like, yo, what's up? You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Then a week later, oh, Boston touched me, this and that. I can't work here. I'm about to file a lawsuit. Like, yeah, it's vice versa. Like, but like, I can't stress it enough. That's vital in our society. Yo. We live by double standards and shit.
Mm-hmm.
But people can't get nowhere. We just won't grow as people. And it's sad like that, though.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? It's like, I just thought about it. As you talking, I thought about it too. Like in stores, like that sell clothing, you don't see dudes working the dressing room.
Yeah.
You don't. You know what I'm saying? Like, why not? Like, I'm able to sell them, you know what I'm saying, the clothes on the floor, but you tell me I can't work in the dressing room too? Like, why is that only a woman's position? You know what I'm saying? Like, you know? I'm looking like, so yeah, like, it's a double standard, man. Like, if you're going to hire him, he's supposed to be doing everything.
Yeah. And funny you mentioned that, yo. I never thought about it like that, yo. I just like, oh, maybe she just wanted that. Every time I go to the store, maybe she just want that, yo. I never thought about it like, it's always been women.
Yeah.
I never thought about that, yo.
Yeah. Like, even when I used to work at Ralph Lauren, like, they'll put a dude in dressing room, but he was like just folding clothes.
Yeah.
Like, he wasn't like, you know what I'm saying? Like, he like, we'll open the doors and, you know what I'm saying? We can see if you out. Like, we was like always tucked to the side. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, it's not like we was like walking back and forth. Hey, how's it going? Do you need anything? Any additional size? Yeah. Nah, we wasn't doing all that. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? You know, yeah, it was always had to get a female to, you know what I'm saying, to do something, do another part in the, in the dressing room area. You know what I'm saying? You go to any of the other big stores, and like you say, look in the dressing room area, ain't no dudes back there.
Yeah,
true. You know what I'm saying? Ain't no dudes working at Victoria's Secret. Why not? Yeah. Dude, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? Dudes can fit a lady for a bra. Like, what's that place called? Soma? That's a bra store.
Yeah.
Ain't no dudes working in there.
Nope. You can be
I can help a lady, you know what I'm saying, get herself situated. You know what I'm saying? Like, you might want to go triple D. You in a double D, you might want to go up a little bit. You know what I'm saying? To get your girl sitting right. Ah, yeah. You touch me. I gotta touch you to put you, you know what I'm saying, help you out with this thing. I'm just trying to fasten the back of the bra for you. You know what I'm saying? So
That's all it takes. So those little words, that's all it takes. He touched me.
Yeah.
Like to something bigger. Dog.
Like. My dog. And it's crazy because they want to, if there was a higher dude, it won't be like me, your type of dude. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It'd be like a other type of dude. I'm like, oh, that's discriminating. Oh, but see, you know, we're not those type of people. Be like, oh, that's discriminating. But essentially, that's what you're doing. So telling me I can work with Victoria's Secret.
Yeah, for real, man.
You know, yeah. I might want to be like, you know what? You a cheeky type girl. No, that thong, that's not your style.
Yeah, that's not
little,
you.
You know what I'm saying? With little boy shorts. Matter of fact, black boy shorts. How dare right? you?
But you know what? You more of a G-string. No panty line around the
butt. Yeah, you can wear a sundress, do the G-string. You know what I'm saying? You got more movement. You know? You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Yo, that's I'm gonna have if I apply to work with Toy Secrets.
You know what? We should do that as an experiment. And show the people the results. Like, yo, like you see, I have all the qualifications. They still deny me.
Customer service. Right? Matter of fact, I don't wanna at the hotel, I don't want employee of the month.
But you see all these accolades and stuff? Come on, yo. I'm overqualified for this. You still? Why? Why? Because I'm a dude and I got dreads.
Right. And I'm an actual dude.
Right?
Yeah, I'm too manly. That's what you're saying. Okay.
Oh, man. What?
That's crazy, though. But I didn't think about Victoria's Secret.
Maybe never. Like you said, never. Victoria's Secrets. I mean, what else? Basically,
I'm sure some other jobs out there within women doing and not men.
I know there's a few up here, but I just can't think of the name of it. You know, once we go off air, you know it's gonna come to me, like
right. That's normal how that works,
right?
Yeah.
Oh man, what's going on with the camera? Mind that, folks. But yeah, man. But this is a really good topic, though. This is so much,
But like I said, it's double standards when it comes to work. It's double standards when it comes to relationships.
Yeah,
it's double standards when it comes to a lot of this stuff, man. It's just we don't know how to take somebody for who they are. Like we already, it's like we like you said, it's like this thing that runs society to where we always got to compare somebody to somebody else.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Let's say, for example, let's say for example, you was a singer. Excuse me. He sounded like Dave Hollister. Oh, he sounded like Carl Thomas. Like he got a voice of his own. Oh, he sounded like Usher. Yep. Why he gotta be compared to somebody? How come he just can't be in his own lane? We already dude, as soon as you come out, we're gonna put you in a box.
Mm-hmm.
If you start dancing, oh look, he think he the next Michael Jackson, Usher. If you know what I'm saying, looking like that's not necessarily the truth. It's just we are so quick, man, to throw you in a box so fast, man. It's just like, we got to stop doing that to one another, man. It's,
I know, man. That's society, like you said, that box, yo. But the minute you step outside the box, now you're different. Now you're not what society wants. So we can't endorse you because you're not the next Usher or the next Michael Jackson. We want you to be them. But be yourself, but be them at the same time.
Yeah. That's what we need.
Right?
How does that work?
You know what I'm saying? Right? Like, we all got these little dancey, flexy-ass niggas. Yo, we want you to dance. But we want you to be you, but, you know, be different. I'm like, okay. Yeah.
And then I'm not supposed to do that. How?
Right?
It's a double standard, man. Just... We gotta stop that, especially kind of relationships, man. Men and women, we gotta stop trying to. It's okay for you to do it. It's not okay for me to do it.
Yep.
If you can do it, they can do it too.
Right.
We gotta stop, man. Just being so weak-minded. like I said, social media plays a part in this. You know, things that we see, they play different scenarios, and just like, dude, man, it's just amazing how this things happen. Like, for example, I can talk to a female, talk to her. I ain't flirting with her. I'm like, mm-hmm. dude, you flirting a little bit, like, you laughing a little too much, isn't it? Mm-hmm. Dog, you walk in the grocery store, your old lady talking to a dude, and she smile. Oh, you must be getting man's number.
Yeah.
The man just asked where bread was. And he was like, and then he said a joke about something, and she laughing. All of a sudden, she flirting too. Like, it's amazing how you can do it. You know what I'm saying? And you don't even recognize you doing it. You come up with 50 million excuses. But just because, you know what I'm saying, you thought she did something. Mm-hmm. You went all the way off the ledge. You know what I'm saying? Instead, you asking, like, everything all right? You know what I'm saying? To walk up and see how things happen. You just happen to look up and see it.
Oh, right.
You think she flicked. Thank God I ain't see her. So right. Now, if you don't approach it in the store, you got it on your mind on the way home. You ain't saying nothing. You just pissed. Like, I just think she gonna say something to the dude over there. You know, she looking like, she laughing and joking. She like, yeah, I found such and such on sale. Oh, all right.
Right.
Like, you mad, like, you done took it home with you. You know what I'm saying? Like, you just upset. So later on, it finally come up. Oh, so now, I made a joke. I ain't see you laughing at my joke. I actually laughing at my joke, like, you laugh at old dude joking in the store. Like, what? That was your problem? And it goes like that, man. So it's just
yeah,
that double standard thing. You can tell a lady with bread at and laugh, but your lady can't.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, we gotta stop that, man. We just I don't know, man. Just get to know.
Excuse me.
You get to know a person you're dating. I think that's very important. Don't try to make them somebody you're not.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You want somebody that you can be loving and kind and do X, Y, Z with. But once they vary in any degree away from that, it'll change. They ain't the same no more.
Nope.
Like, maybe they're maturing. Maybe they're growing. It's not a bad thing. They're not the person they was 3 years ago.
Yeah, you all here moving funny, but like, why? Like, come on, man, go on some of that shit. Yeah,
yeah.
But yeah, like, I know it drives, like, yeah, look at it, it's prime. You hit it, like, double standards can drive someone to get out of relationship, though. Not even want to be in one, like, yo, shit like that, yo, chicks. I mean, whether chicks, dudes, nobody want to hear him. Yo, every time he talk to somebody else, you know what I'm saying? Why you talking to her? Like, yo, she just asked for direction, or he just asked for direction. Well, let them fucking find it. Now it's a big issue. You know what I'm saying? So, it drives people to be like, yo, people get our relationship like, yo, I'm never getting in a relationship again. And there's some people that think like that, yo. So it's like all because of, you know, saying double standards and stuff, like, yo, but you can do it. I just seen you doing it, like, you know, the other day. I ain't say nothing. Oh, well, you can't do it. Like, oh, all right, here we go.
Yeah.
But it drives stuff like that, man.
We gotta stop that, man.
So this,
like, for example, I can go to a volleyball game, but a girl can't go to a basketball game.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, like, what's the, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, what's the issue, bro? Like, it's a sporting event, you know what I'm saying? Nah, it's different. Well, oh yeah, because a girl at a volleyball, like, they ain't got that much clothes on.
Yeah, they don't. They don't.
You know, yeah, your girl, she want to go to the basketball game. Well, what's she going for? I don't know. Maybe her favorite color red, and the dude got on red jerseys. I don't know. So, I mean, you automatically about to shut her down because you ought to be a pervert at the volleyball and softball game, but she can't go to a baseball game.
Yeah, prime example. Just past weekend, the All-Star weekend. Yo, you know how many chicks lie to their dudes, or dudes lie to their chicks just go to All-Star weekend?
Yeah,
yo, it's like, yo, see, if you can't do that together, then maybe y'all shouldn't be together. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Yo,
if you met a chick in the club. Y'all should be able to have go, you know, go back to the club or a bar, have a drink. Mm-hmm. That's what y'all met at. Like, that should be our common ground. Like,
right?
Yeah, I don't know, man.
Yeah, we probably might not never get to the bottom of it, but at least we know it's there. It's real. You know what I'm saying? You might miss the person that could have been your soulmate because you so messed up from the last relationship that you don't want to even pursue it. You know what I'm saying? Or a job. You know what I'm saying? Like you said, you can be qualified for the job, but the boss might have had an incident like a year ago with like a harassment suit or a case like that. What it may be, he might overlook you too. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, damn, he's qualified, yo, he's good, but he's a dude or she's a chick. Like, can't really run the risk of that. So, yeah, this is move on. You know what I'm saying? Matter of fact, throw out all the chicks or throw out all the dudes' resumes, yo. Let's just focus on, you know, building from there.
Yeah.
But
you got to, man. Like, you got to look at the bigger picture and not just assume because you didn't get a job or two or three people didn't get a job. Like, what's the truth behind the situation? Yeah. You know, they discriminate against you. Like you say, it's a bigger issue that you don't see. You know, like folks would say, you just see the tip of the iceberg. You don't see what's underneath the water, bro. Like, it's a whole massive, you know what I'm saying, island down there. But you like, oh, he discriminated against me. Nah, he's trying to protect you, and he's trying to protect the company.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Because they ain't like, every dude gonna say something, and like I say, these dudes can be walking through the office, they don't see you, or these dudes can be on the headphones having a phone conversation with their homeboys, not thinking, and they just talking about what they're about to do this upcoming weekend, and you overhear it, like, that is so raunchy, or that's so inappropriate. Like, you know, like he was just talking to his homeboy on the headset, he wasn't trying to offend you, they were just having a dude-to-dude conversation, you know, and like now you about to go tell because you don't feel comfortable around him no more. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Because now you think he's trying to get at you because how he smile when he wave.
Yeah,
he's just a nice person. Like, it's not, you know what I'm saying? So that double stand. Like I said, you know what I'm saying? A dude go to HR, like about sexual harassment.
Mm.
I don't see it escalating as fast as it would, you know, other way around.
For real. And it's crazy. And everybody knows that, yo. You like, you know what I'm saying? Regardless, they have to take it as a serious issue. But like you say, it won't go no farther. They'll probably sit there and laugh at it, throw it under the desk or whatever. Man, he'll be all right. He's a dude. He'll be all right. You know, he secretly likes some chicks rubbing up on him. But it's like, damn, you know what I'm saying? I got a full marriage at home and stuff. You know what I'm saying? Or I got a girl at home, like, yo, she's not going to condone this. You know what I'm saying? I gets out, oh, your boyfriend or your husband's at work getting felt up on, now it trickles down now. Like, yo, you know what I'm saying? I filed a report, but, oh, they didn't do nothing. Now your girl thinks you out there just flirting and shit. Mm-hmm. Like, dog, no.
Yeah. Like, you can't, like, you got cologne on, you can get a compliment. Now, Sheila got perfume. Oh, Sheila, that smells amazing. He trying to get at me. I feel uncomfortable. He just acknowledged your perfume. Like, what did you wear the perfume for in the first place?
Like, you don't want nobody to
tell. Oh, you know what I'm saying? Like, you wore it because it smelled good. I'm pretty sure that's how you wore it. You want somebody to acknowledge it. Or, you know what I'm saying? She got her head done differently. You know what I'm saying? Or normally, Sheila come in with flats. You're like, oh, okay, I see you. Sheila got little heels on the day. Dude, he ain't trying to sexual harass you. He just gave you a compliment.
Yeah, for real.
Yeah, so it's amazing, man. Just because you want to be a gentleman, but then there are times where it hurts you to be a gentleman. Like, I remember one time, though, I opened the door for this lady. She was coming. Like, I was coming out of the store. She was going in. And like, I'm sitting there with my, you know, so I'm sitting there holding the door for before COVID.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I don't need you holding the door for me. I said, man, I just seen you coming. And I didn't mind, you know, someone said to the family, I don't mind holding open. That's where I was raised. Oh, we need to get rid of that. You know what I'm saying? She just like, she tried to belittle me for being the way I was raised. And then as she was going in, another lady was coming behind her, coming out the store behind me. She said, thank you, honey. I appreciate that. Don't pay attention to her. I'm looking like, well, you trying to, you causing an argument. Are you fussing at me? over me just opening the door for you.
Yeah, see?
I ain't trying to, you know what I'm saying, talk to you. Like, bro, yeah, you keep coming in and be a gentleman. You know what I'm saying? For like, yeah, she kept saying some stuff. I'm looking like, I'm closing the door for you. Now, if I let the door close and hit you in the head, then it's an issue.
You're right, you know what
But yeah, but we got to stop that, man.
We do, man. We really do got to stop, man. And it's going to take people to open up more and realizing things like, yo, things happen. You know what I'm saying? Like, you didn't get the job. Okay, apply for something else. You know what I'm saying? You missed this relationship working out. Yo, don't be in that relationship. If y'all going to be jealous towards one another, then you don't need to be together. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Move on, yo. Because double standards, like, yo, and you can't, you know, double standards is always going to be there. There's no way around it. I mean, the best you can do is probably work through it. You know what I'm saying? But even that's kind of hard nowadays. But
yeah,
there's not more you can do, man. I mean, we at the point where you kind of just got to accept it. I mean, double standards and basically stereotypes, man. They're a central part of their life and shit. You don't face it, you don't experience it. There's no running from it. So how you handle it, that's up to you.
Yeah, man. This double standard, man, that's a whole nother topic about them stereotypes.
Yeah, man.
You could just walk into a room and based upon how you walk into the room, what you're wearing,
mm-hmm.
you know what I'm saying, what you doing. If 15 people see you, you got 50 different stereotypes.
Yep, exactly. Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, oh, look at him. I'm like, dog, how you come to these stereotypes so quickly? But we would do it, man, in a heartbeat, man. You know what I'm saying? So,
Yeah, we definitely gonna hit it. We gotta hit on that stereotyping issue too. I can go on for a while. The stuff I face, I'm sure the stuff you face with that too. You know what I'm saying? The stuff, everything we see. Yeah, that's stereotypes. Yeah. We definitely need to hit on that one, you know, because that's a big one too. That drives our society today too.
Yeah, and most times in a negative way.
Yeah, it is.
Because we rarely hear somebody give us a positive stereotype.
Exactly. Exactly. You know what
I'm saying? It's always a negative one when we hear it looking like, just because I'm bald head with a beard, like, it's you know what I'm saying? Stereotypes come with that. Oh, yeah. Unless somebody see a tattoo, it's really on.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You know oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
You got dreads and tattoos? Oh, girl, man.
Yeah. You got a criminal history. Like, you be the nicest guy you know. You know what I'm saying?
They don't even know this man out here exfoliating. You know what I'm saying? They don't know this man rapping in seaweed. You know?
Right? Like, come on. I can be the nicest guy. But, yeah, we definitely going to hit on that one. Definitely going to hit on that one, yo. Because all those experiences, man, yeah, we definitely going to hit on that one.
Yeah, man. But any day, man, we just got to do a better job at stop with the double standards. So, you know what I'm saying? If you can do it, they can do it. But in the end, you also got to understand, like, if something you feel like it's a double standard, get to know why, if it, for one, is a double standard. Sometimes we just go off our own emotions, what we think. And for two, if there is a standard there, why is a standard there? Like, just don't stop there. Like me, like, say, if you really want the position or you really want the circumstances to work out in your favor, like, try to figure out, like, why do you feel that hurdle was there that you got across? Like I said, you look into the company, they done got 3 lawsuits on sexual harassment. Ain't about hire another female.
That's done. I mean, unless there's someone force them to, they ain't hiring another female.
Like I said, the company be like, oh, well, you know, it's women in the dressing room because they don't know what I'm saying. Like, it's a major company that got different locations, and every summer there's always a dude in the dressing room looking at women trying on bathing suits.
Oh, yeah.
So they're like, all right, we can't have dudes back there just for the safety of the customers, and for I'm tired of getting lawsuits.
Yeah. It's just like that.
Oh, they discriminate. Nah, dude, there's some proof behind what they're doing.
Yeah, man, it's just like that. Yo, people's like, oh, they like a black female or something. Say, but oh, they hire me because I'm black. No, actually, it's not because you're black. They don't mind that. You know what I'm saying? It's just you're a female. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. They don't know your liability. Just, you know what I'm saying? Keep it a buck, yo. Your liability. Yeah. Like you said, they had like 3, 4, 5 sexual harassment cases like the year before. So now they're like, nah, we just gonna stick to dudes. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So, you know, any chick, push that to the side, fam, for now. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
That's like me going to school and want to become a lactation consultant. Like, I want to be out here helping people breastfeed. Like, bro, you cannot be out here holding the woman's breasts in your hand, bro. Like,
can't do that,
bro. Why not? You know, that's my calling. But you know, like, go help breastfeed an animal at a shelter or something. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you can't think you can be a lad. Because even though if you got great intentions, people don't always see what you're trying to do for real. They were like, this dude, 6'2", 320. Yeah, he'd want to be a breastfeeding consultant. So I have every good purpose in the world. But, yo, I'm really trying to teach the husbands, the boyfriends what they can do to help.
Yeah,
you're gonna touch breasts. That's not what I said. I want to help the husband. You're not even listening to nothing I said. It's just, no, you know what? How about you don't become a breastfeeding consultant? You're stereotyping. This is what my calling. I want to help women breastfeed, or I want to, you know what I'm saying, help the dudes learn more. But as soon as I, you know what I'm saying, apply for this position, I know there's a 99.99999 chance I ain't getting that job.
Exactly.
I can get a medical degree from Yale. I don't know if they do medical degrees. Or whoever Harvard. It is from Duke University.
Harvard do it.
Yeah. Harvard. I can get my all my paperwork from Harvard. And I still won't be hired as a lactation consultant. You feel me?
Yeah.
For one of your dude.
Yeah.
And you are a regular dude. You ain't like no other, you know what I'm saying? Like, you kind of live a different lifestyle. You a dude.
Yeah.
You know? Nah, you gotta think about the lawsuits. They're like, what lawsuits? I'm here to do my job. I'm here to get that breast milk flowing to that baby.
Exactly. I'm trying to make him raise him to be good. You know what I'm saying?
Right. I'm trying to help out the baby. I ain't worried about her. Yes, I got a massage. Yes, I may have to do different things to the breast. That's not for me. It's for the mom and baby.
Yo. That's absolutely right, though. But no bullshit. Yeah, you will never get that position like that. Never. Yeah.
But a lady can become a doctor, and she can do my physical. Mm-hmm. She can touch my joint, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So she can touch my package, but I can't touch a lady's breast.
All right. Yep. And if I follow her sexual harassment to get her, and nigga, I'll be crucified. Yo. Like, yo, she's a doctor. Like, so what?
You should have felt the way she massaged my tube. You know what I'm saying? She had like this oil on her hand. That oil was supposed to be on her hand.
Right? I seen her look in the eye, yo. She wanted to do this, yo. I ain't give my consent. She wanted to do this.
She had the look.
Right?
I know that look. You know what I'm saying? Like,
wanted to do this. So they were like, yo, but that's just society. It's crazy. Like, it's gotten so soft over the years. It's like, you can't do nothing or say nothing because everything's either in a criminal case, a lawsuit, anything, bro.
Yeah.
It's crazy. And
then at the end of the day, bro, like, these things are going to hurt your career.
Yeah.
You done been to school. You done got your master's degree. You working. One little thing, bro, can throw all that away.
All that away, yo. You ain't never lie.
All because you touched Sheila on the shoulder.
Right? Just saying hello, man.
That's it.
You can't even get a job at McDonald's or something, man.
Oh, you don't want to touch Sheila? Man, whatever. Don't even hire me. Like,
yeah, man. Yeah, you get that. Yeah, we'll call you back. Yeah.
Right. Then you resort to other lifestyle choices to provide for your children. See? We know he had that destiny. Like, nah, y'all want to hire me to like flip burgers at McDonald's? I got to do something.
Yeah, man. It's simple like that. But I just want people to see, you know, it's all around us, man. Like I said, you got to open your eyes, man, because it, like he said, like my bro said, yo, it can just wipe out everything with a simple tap or a shoulder, dog. So yeah, you got to be careful now, you know what I'm saying? And that's why we do this podcast. So, you know what I'm saying? Censorship, you know, you come up here and voice your opinion and stuff. Even censoring you, you know what I'm saying? You can't say certain things on podcasts and stuff. You might get shut down.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. But see, between the both of us, we just don't give a fuck. So
right.
I'll find some way to come back on air.
Right. Like I said, man, we just gotta we gotta do a better job with this, man.
Yeah, man.
We can't always see things from our perspective.
Yep.
Sometimes you gotta step back and learn. Like I said, get the whole, you know, saying story before we just assume it's the worst out here, man. We just can't do that no more, man. It's just because it's so much at stake now.
Yeah, it is, man. People losing companies, people losing, you know, the homes and stuff, man. Getting milked for money they can't pay back. Like, yo, all I did was say hi to the girl. Like, dog, all of this.
Oh, and let me say this. We're not saying the situation doesn't happen. That's not what we're saying. That's I don't want nobody to take that like, oh, they just men talking about, you know what I'm saying, different things. Like, we gave scenarios of both men and women. So don't act like we just on one side of the fence or the other.
Exactly.
Like, we understand that there's really like sexual harassment going on at work. We understand there's really like double standards in relationships. We get it. We're just trying to figure out a way to stop with those things. And then we can continue moving on to continue living life. Like I said, if something happened at work, please contact your HR. We're not saying don't. We're just saying that as a male, your case may not get taken as seriously. Now, if it's something going on for real, you know what I'm saying? Like, report it. We're not saying don't report it because nothing will happen. Like, you need to report it. You know what I'm saying? Same thing as a female. You know, it could be whatever situation is, like, you have to do your part. Don't be like, oh, don't boy say, no. We're saying report it.
Yeah, we're saying report it.
We're just saying that situation is also, it's like, you got to be able to see situations from other perspectives, not just your own.
Yeah.
That's the whole purpose of this, you know what I'm saying, what we're talking about. Like, you may see it from this perspective, but step back, take a breather, and look at it from another perspective.
Yeah.
Like I said, like, certain things, it really didn't go down like that. So, if it did go down like that, or they were like really trying to attack you as a person or whatever case and be, yeah, you gotta report that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you
stop HR. So you got to talk to the cops, you know what I'm saying? Do whatever you gotta do, because at the end of the day, your safety is important.
Yeah, that's true.
You know what I'm saying? True. Even if a situation in a relationship where it's double standard to where he can smile at somebody's face and you smile at somebody's face and they become physical or become very verbally abusive, lead a relationship. We're not saying stay to prove a point.
Yeah.
That's not what I'm saying. We ain't saying, you know, bring up some things from the past. Like, if he showed you signs that it's verbal abuse and then physical abuse, don't stay because you're trying to figure out a way to get rid of double standards. That's not what we're saying.
What you're saying.
You need to leave, go to your relative house or shelters, whatever you got to do to protect yourself. And if you have children, gotta do what you gotta do for them. Yeah. We're just saying, like, we notice these double standards and we have to stop with these double standards.
Yeah.
That's all we're saying.
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
Yeah, we gotta put the disclaimers out there. No one about to say Jordan and Boston said, like, no.
I know, right? Yeah, yeah. You're absolutely right. Yeah, we gotta protect, like, look at it, we protecting ourselves, yo. But we talked about both sides, men and women. So So you can't say we're biased against one and the other, but no, we spoke on both. I mean, some people are going to hate, some people not, but that's the actual truth is going on. You know what I'm saying? But like I said, I can speak from experience because I know that happened to me before. You know what I'm saying? Getting overlooked because a job had a couple cases, a couple issues. You know what I'm saying? And when my people was at work, they told me, he's like, yo, they liked you, but, you know, they had a couple issues in the past with, you know what I'm saying? They brought in new dudes and shit. And, you know what I'm saying? They was doing whatever, whatever to the female. So they just kind of fell back on hiring dudes for a while. So I know what it's like to get passed up for something you have no control over. You know what I'm saying? So I know from experience how that is. So that's what I learned. You know what I'm saying? Like you said, you got to do your research and, you know, try to figure out what's below. But I'm saying don't stress out over it. It's always other jobs and stuff. But there's probably a why they didn't call you back. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you're right. You're so focused on the what happened.
Yeah.
Don't want to look at the why
it happened. What happened,
We do that, man. So,
yeah.
If there's any other topics you want to hear us discuss or you want to come on and discuss with us, holler at us is at the 210 block at yahoo.com. Mm-hmm. The 210 block on Instagram.
We're growing, man. We getting people out here. And like I said, I know when I first started, y'all, I was like, yo, you gonna hear some wild shit? I mean, this is it, man. I mean, we still got funny stories, but yo, we just want to reach a whole different perspective and stuff and not just be jokes and comedy and stuff, yo. We talking about real life, real stuff that's happening and stuff, and people just don't know because they quote-unquote sleep, you know what I'm saying? But we try to hit and direct you, you know what I'm saying? Give you another way of thinking and looking at things. So don't just think we out here think we Mr. Know-It-All and stuff, but some of the stuff we can relate because we've been through that between me and him, like I said. 15-year friendship, we know each other's story, so we know what we've been through, and we can relate this to this. You know what I'm saying?
For sure, man. Oh, it's midnight. The day of my son's birthday.
Oh, damn.
Yeah.
Yours end, his begins.
Right, my end, his beginning. Yeah, man. Holler at us, man. We'll look for, like I said, he won't. I'm on the podcast and discuss the same topic from anything, any topic you want to censorship. We don't call you first. We're hitting that record button. We're going from there. Like, we don't, that's what we're here for, man. We're here to have open dialogue. And we don't know it all. We just want to have, man, just come hang out and just talk with us. That's all we ask.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
You still there, boy?
Yeah, I'm having a little difficulties right now, dog. Yo, can you hear me?
Oh, you an editor. You can take the you can cut this off.
Yeah, I know. I'll do it. But, yo, it's oh, this is Zoom shit, yo. It's like not responding. Yeah.
I can hear you, just your screen not working.
Oh my goodness, man. It's saying not responding, so I gotta probably wait a minute. You know all this is still recording too, right?
Yeah, but I don't know you can cut it off though.
Mm.
Now we're just shooting the breeze.
I know. No, that was a good thing, dude. What was that, like an hour and some change?
Probably so.
Ooh, we doing it.
Nothing about, yeah, though.
Yeah, nah, that was good shit.
But then you got a technology to take.
You hear me?
Yeah. So, yeah, I can hear you now. You say?
Am I on camera? Yeah.
Yeah, you are now.
Oh, man. Hey, boy.
Yeah.
We got to figure out a way to do something else, man, because this Zoom shit, after a certain... Oh, hold on. Let me stop recording. Hold on.
Yeah, we'll talk about Zoom on Zoom.